My name is Dawn Martin Barry Walker, and I'm here to talk about an annual John Coltrane birthday celebration that we're having this year on September 22nd at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center.
Started by her late father, James Pappy Martin, the Coltrane birthday celebration dates back several years. Pappy Martin was a traveling jazz player, an instructor, and a band leader at the Shalimar in Fillmore at a time that could be called the jazz age of Buffalo.
As a young girl growing up, my cousins lived upstairs from the Bon Ton, which was a very popular club on East Ferry. And then within walking distance, there was a Revelot over on West Utica. There was the Pine Grill three blocks away. But, you know, it was all within walking distance of that Ferry Jefferson community. And so it was the music we listened to. If we were going to go out for the evening, it would be in a jazz club. When I was in junior high school, I went to Woodlawn Junior High. Our band at school played jazz. Bilal Abdullah, who plays at the Anchor Bar now, and Trigger Gaston, who plays it now. They were both at my school. So Virgil Day, that's the music we listened to as 12-year-olds.
Presented in partnership with the Pappy Martin Legacy Jazz Society, the Coltrane Tribute features saxophonist Vincent Herring with the George Caldwell Quartet. It takes place on Thursday night at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center as the cultural institution celebrates its 50th year.
I think John Coltrane's significance and importance to me comes from the fact that he represented such a freedom. And I imagine it may have been the case for many people during a time when maybe things weren't so free. Certainly for me, it allows me to go deep. His music, for me, is something that's engaging, and it goes in and it cleanses your soul, and then it makes room for all of this beauty that he brings. So it is such a wonderful, wonderful experience that I'm intent on also giving other people that opportunity to have that feeling.
After her father's death, Walker picked up another of her father's community contributions, the Maston Jazz Festival, now appropriately named the Pappy Martin Legacy Maston Jazz Festival.
You know, I have a 9-year-old granddaughter, and we were riding a couple of days ago, and a song by John Coltrane actually happened to be playing there. She said, "You know, Grandma, jazz is just so soothing." And I'm like, that is the point. That's the world I grew up in, where there was always that music in the air was just kind of soothing. The tempo, the beat was just soothing. You know, like your heartbeat sometimes mirrors the rhythm. That's the household I grew up in.
To hear others tell it, the death of Pappy Martin in 2015 left a large hole, a man who not only played but taught music, touching students around the city of Buffalo. While it has not been easy, daughter Dawn Martin Barry Walker is pressing ahead, continuing that work with the Pappy Martin Legacy Jazz Society.
We want to continue to educate and groom an audience so that as we're working hard to make sure this art form stays alive in Buffalo.
A tribute to John Coltrane featuring Vincent Herring and the George Caldwell Quartet takes place at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center on Thursday starting at 7. For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran.